101 CBS FM, putting the spotlight on another local business of around the tri-state.
We are excited to introduce you to Alex from Efficient NYC. And Alex, tell us what just separates your business and makes what you do so unique.
The thing with our team and our staff is that everybody on staff, they're all performers and we're all writers. So we really take pride in making sure that everything we do, every word and every amount of energy that we put into our ceremonies are full of passion and love and presented in a joyful way. We don't bury our heads in our books the entire time. We're engaging the room and making sure that every single person in the room is leaning forward. And,
so they're almost coming to like a Broadway show when they're coming to the wedding. Because sometimes the officiant can be the superstar. Like I've noticed in a lot of weddings I've gone to and people I know that have become officiants, they always make it about themselves.
Right. And what we really focus on is the storytelling of the couple. So it's definitely not a time for us to shine on stage. Even though we're really good at public speaking, we make sure that we honor the couple and that we're there for them. And our goal really is to make it feel like we've been their best friend all along. And that's really the main thing. So we go through a whole process with them. Aside from the phone calls and the open communication, we send out questionnaires. We do a virtual Zoom consultations. You know, some couples ask us, hey, you want to meet us up for, dinner or whatever? And, we agree to do that at times. And it's just a way to get their energy because we're empaths, So we have the humility to make sure that we can feel their energy. And then whatever energy we receive, we take notes, we work on that whole process, and then we present it that way. So that way it's like the best reflection of the couple that we have. And that's really our main focus.
What has been some of the most unique requests or odd things that have come your way that you had to, whatever, you probably love this, right? Because you really get to improvise and get it going.
I have to admit that I am a huge Star Wars fan. So May 4th, which is International Star Wars Day, is something that we always get requests for Star Wars weddings. And last year, I remember one that I did out in Long Island, and it was a Star Wars themed wedding, but they wanted me dressed as Obi-Wan and do the whole ceremony as a Jedi. And it was both of my favorite worlds merged. And I was giddy. I was 12 again, up there. And meanwhile, I'm like, okay, hold on. I gotta present the wedding. But at the same time, I'm like, yes, I'm like quoting Yoda right now.
Oh, I love this. Let's go back to the beginning, how you got started, how you became an officiant, sure. And how something in your personal life kind of catapulted that.
I grew up in the world of theater and television and film. So for me, it was constantly doing all the guest star roles and all the local New York City TV shows. I grew up in New York City. I'm a total New Yorker. But then the pandemic hit, and it was a really, really tough thing to, as a performer, to survive when that happened. Of course, Broadway shut down, filming shut down. But I've always had my foot in officiating. And so I've been officiating for over 10 years now. And I was working for Efficient NYC. And as an efficient, I was able to sort of be there personally for people. And when the pandemic hit, I don't know if you remember that specific day when they shut down the city.
Yes.
All these people had marriage licenses that couldn't get married in City Hall because City Hall closed down. And people were getting really worried and they started calling us. And they basically said, we need to get married. We don't know where to get married because City Hall is closed. So we spent the whole weekend marrying people in Central Park, Brooklyn Bridge Park, anywhere that was open air because no one could meet indoors. That is when I started to fall in love with officiating because I was there for people at their moment of need, but also to best represent who they were. Just about a year ago, the previous owner of Efficient NYC decided to move upstate and not handle the business anymore. And I was handling a lot of the requests already, and I was basically managing with other team members. And then the opportunity came for me to become owner of Efficient NYC. Oh. And here we are.
How far in advance do people have to reach out?
We guide you through that process of legally getting your marriage license. We work with you to help and shape and craft your ceremony. We perform the ceremony. And we also follow up by sending your marriage license back to City Hall immediately within 24 hours. So it's kind of a stress-free process. You don't have to worry about all of the legalities legalities, we take care of that. And that's the service that we provide.
So if anyone listening would like you to officiate their wedding, how do they find you?
They just go to officiantnyc.com. We're on Instagram. We have our own website. They could look us up if they're interested in a simple elopement or a full-scale wedding. Just fill out a survey on our form and contact us, and we'll be happy to allocate anyone in our team to work with you.
So amazing, Aww. Alex. So great. I love this part of the show every single week.
It's fun.
So cool.
Awesome. Great job, Alex. Check them out, Efficient NYC.
We'll get all the stuff up to you on our social media. You can find everything about Alex, his business. Book them today. Incredible stuff. This is Around the Tri-State with Fox and Annie on 101.1 CBS FM.